This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there are reports that at least one U.S. military cadet was killed and as many as 20 others injured during a training exercise near West Point, New York at about 7:30 Eastern Time this morning. Reports are that it happened when a personnel carrier flipped over. World War II veterans were joined by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in Normandy, France today, marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Back home, trade talks are continuing in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials after the president threatens tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't stop migrants from heading to the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence says,
"Our hope is, as these discussions continue, that Mexico will step up, will take such actions as is necessary."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
YouTube says it's taking down conspiracy videos that claim events like the Holocaust or Sandy Hook school shootings were hoaxes. The video streaming giant saying in a blog post it's removing hundreds of thousands of such videos. The number of measles cases in the U.S. is topping 1,000. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar calling the milestone a troubling reminder of the importance of promoting vaccinations. The current outbreak is the worst in America since, well, 3 decades ago. A big winner at this year's CMT Music Awards last night.
And the winner is Carrie Underwood, Love Wins.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood won Video of the Year for her hit Cry Pretty and Best Female Video of the Year for Love Wins. Kane Brown picking up Best Male Video for his hit Lose It. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police in the Motor City are searching for a possible serial killer, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Police in Detroit say they think a serial murderer and rapist is at large in the city after the body of a third woman was found in a vacant home. Chief James Craig says they believe the homicides are linked to the sex trade.
It appears the suspect is targeting women in their early 50s. We want to make, again, any sex worker aware, particularly if a person is trying to lure them to a vacant dwelling.
Two of the women have now been identified, both in their 50s.
The government reporting an abrupt drop in the number of H-1B visas being approved. These are the visas for highly skilled workers, usually in the tech industry, where U.S. firms struggle to find qualified Americans to fill the jobs. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services approving 335,000 of the visas in the 2018 fiscal year, but that's down 10% from the year before. And Carnival Cruise Lines is being hit with a $20 million fine for illegal dumping again. The Justice Department says the latest penalty is for violating the company's environmental probation for illegally dumping contaminated waste and falsifying records in 2017, for which it paid a $40 million fine. And reminding you to find out more about USA Radio by visiting usaradio.com. We've got other shows and podcasts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here as we come together to celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And one of my best friends to talk with us about it is Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. William, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, great, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, great to be here to talk about a most incredible day, D-Day, June the 6th, 1944. You talk about a day that had just an incredible impact on not only Western Europe, Western civilization, democracy, but the entire world, really, when you think about it.
Well, definitely. And people forget that the Nazis, the National Socialist Workers' Party, had a dictator named Hitler, and they were conquering all across Europe. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, before America got into the war, there was the Miracle of Dunkirk, and so you had 800,000 Nazi troops that were squeezing the Allies, which were Britain, France, Dutch, Polish, Belgian troops against the English Channel. And they got them all the way to the port of Dunkirk. And for some reason, Hitler paused a couple days before he went in for the final kill. Mm-hmm. On May 24th, he halted. And lo and behold, everyone in England was praying, because this is the entire British army
exactly
that's stuck on the coast. And the King George...
They're dead ducks there, Bill. Bill, they're dead ducks right there, right?
They really were. Mm-hmm. And so while England's praying, the common citizens get their fishing boats, commercial vessels, private crafts, pleasure cruisers, ferries, and the sky gets full of mist and fog so that the Nazi planes can't fly, and the sea is like glass, and which never happens. And so the volunteer people, sort of like, you know, Katrina, where everybody that has a boat is trying to rescue somebody in New Orleans, this was all done without the government organizing it, and they evacuate 328,000 troops. Matter of fact, they get all the British troops across, and Churchill says, we're going to do it one more day to get as many of the other allies across, too. Well, they do. It's a real miracle. But then the Nazis...
And of course, this is all documented in the movie Dunkirk from 2 years ago.
Right. Fascinating movie. Mm-hmm. And a miracle, really. And but the Nazis then march into Paris, and they take over all of France. And so Winston Churchill, June 18th of 1940, said the Battle of France is over. I expect the Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. And, of course, people forget, Christian civilization highlights the individual, that you get rights from the creator that a government cannot take away.
Right.
Socialist governments don't have that. Like Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Workers' Party. You get rights from the government.
That's right.
And if the government thinks that you're not contributing or a threat, those rights disappear.
Exactly. And, along with your medical care, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
So when we say Christian civilization, it basically highlights the freedom and rights of the individual. Franklin Roosevelt used the same terminology. He said preservation of these rights is vitally important, not only to us who enjoy them, but to the whole future of Christian civilization. And so we begin to see that this is a battle. Franklin Roosevelt, I wrote a whole book where I read through every address he gave in public office. Roosevelt said that the Nazis were pushing their pagan religion. So he said, Nazis have announced their plan of enforcing their pagan religion all over the world, by which the Holy Bible and the Cross of Mercy would be displaced by Mein Kampf and the swastika.
Wow.
Franklin Roosevelt said, we guard against the forces of anti-Christian aggression. He said that there's not room enough on earth for both German militarism and Christian decency. Another place, FDR said, the world is too small for Hitler and God. And so...
Bill, and how? I mean, this is 75 years ago, and my immediate thought is how quick we forget. I mean, a clear demarcation between, if you might say, good and evil.
Yeah, FDR was talking about those people in America that were trying to tear down Christianity. He says this great war effort will not be imperiled by a handful of noisy traitors. Betrayers of America, betrayers of Christianity itself. So he was really making it clear that we were a Judeo-Christian nation.
Exactly.
Another one of Franklin Roosevelt's speeches, he highlights the Judeo-Christian aspect, where he talks about that we need all three of the faiths. He says, your government is working with representatives of Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish faiths. Without these three, all three of them, things would not be as easy. So he's saying, okay, we're working with Catholics, Protestants, and Jews. It's Judeo-Christian.
Exactly.
Another place, he said, he passes out a Gideon's New Testament, millions of them, blue ones to the Navy, brown ones to the Army. He writes the foreword. It says, as Commander-in-Chief, I take pleasure in commending the reading of the Bible to all who serve in the armed forces of the United States. Now, why is all this significant? Because in his D-Day prayer, Franklin Roosevelt says, Almighty God, our sons, the pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization. So he says they're fighting to preserve our religion. Well, what
right.
is it? He's passing out New Testaments and Book of Psalms. Mm. He's talking about Bible-based faith. And
as they say, Bill, there's no atheists in foxholes. I mean,
right.
we're coming down to that moment that you're sitting there. I mean, that other commander-in-chiefs, whether it's George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, throughout the rich history of our great country, we've come to that moment where our hope is in God. I mean, look what's happening around the world, what's happening, potentially to Western civilization as we know it. I mean, here it is. Are we going to rule or be ruled?
Well, and that's why it's so important to have this effort. A little background: World War II Memorial, Washington D.C. Veterans contributed to it. Beautiful big circle. It has monuments from every state in the Union. Nice fountains. No mention of God.
Mm.
And so veterans went up there and were like, where is this? I mean, I had two uncles that fought, one in the Battle of Bulge, the other in Okinawa, and another uncle I never met because he was shot down and killed over the English Channel, in July of 1944. Mm-hmm. And so these were men that had faith. That's why they had crosses and Stars of David over the cemeteries.
Right.
And so this World War II Memorial has zero acknowledgement of God. The Lincoln Memorial acknowledges God. The Jefferson Memorial acknowledges God, many others. And so Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance got his senator, Rob Portman from Ohio, and his congressman, Bill Johnson, to introduce and push through the House and Senate a bill to add Franklin Roosevelt's D-Day prayer to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
No commentary, just the prayer.
Bill,
because
we
was a Democrat, Obama signed it. And so now it's gotten approval. It just needs $2 million because the government cannot finance it. And so ddayprayerproject.org is now put up so that individuals listening can help put the Franklin Roosevelt prayer on the World War II Memorial.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, ProactiveMD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. ProactiveMD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece ProactiveMD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, ProactiveMD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live.
Russian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us on this special day that we celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Bill Fetter is with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc. Bill, I want you to pick it up from there where we left off, and that is to remind everybody once again how they can get involved to make sure that, you know, God is reinserted in this memorial. I mean, wow, for all that we leaned on God and prayed to God for during this, you know, this fight of, you know, as I said, between good and evil. And here we are, the World War II Memorial. We ignore God.
Right. So December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States was attacked, and we're now pulled into the war. Franklin Roosevelt ends his address on that day with confidence in our armed forces and with unbounding determination of our people. We will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Amen.
So he's acknowledging God. In the Pacific, Japanese take the Philippines. They have 60,000 Philippine and American troops. They march through the jungle. 10,000 of them die. It's called the Bataan Death March.
Yes.
General Douglas MacArthur says, to the weeping mothers of its dead, I can only say that the sacrifices and halo of Jesus of Nazareth has descended upon their sons, and that God will take them unto himself. Well, there's a turning point in the Pacific, June 4th, 1942. The Americans break the Japanese code, their telegraph code. We find out they're going to attack Midway Island. We lay in ambush, but they change their route, and our planes are flying over open oceans and ditching in the ocean because they're running out of gas because they can't find the Japanese carriers.
Right.
Well, some of the squadrons spot a wake, the trail of the boat. They follow it, and the American dive bombers dive bomb and sink three of the four Japanese carriers, and then a fourth one shortly thereafter. And it's the turning point because now Japan has to go on the defensive. We take back the Philippine Islands. General MacArthur said, people of the Philippines, I have returned by the grace of Almighty God. Our forces stand again on Philippine soil. And but the turning point in the Atlantic theater of Europe is June 6, 1944. So 2 years, 2 days after the Battle of Midway in the Pacific. So what happens? It's the largest invasion force in world history. Why? Because now with satellites you can spot troops that are being gathered, but not back then. So we had 13,000 aircraft, 5,000 ships, 195,000 Navy personnel, 160,000 troops, and the weather is bad, and so the commanding officer, Eisenhower, delays the invasion for 24 hours.
Right.
Now the tension is really high because at any moment the Nazis can discover this and blow the whole thing. But then the weather gets perfect. He has a couple-hour window to do this landing. They do the landing. The 9,000 casualties that take place. And Franklin Roosevelt gave a D-Day prayer over the radio to the entire nation. He said, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, our civilization. We go ahead and land and push the Nazis back, back, back. And then after 6 months, they're going to make a mad dash at it. If you were to take a map of Europe and draw a line from north to south, the Nazis make a bulge in that line. Why? Because they want to get to Antwerp, Holland, to get gas. The Nazis are running out of gas.
Right.
And they have tanks and railroads and everything. And so General Eisenhower said, by rushing out of his fixed defenses, the enemy may give us the chance to turn his great gamble into his worst defeat. So I call upon every man of the Allies to rise to new heights of courage with unshakable faith in the cause for which we fight. We will, with God's help,
yes,
go forward to our greatest victory. And so we're pushing the Nazis back. There's a little place called Bastogne in the Ardennes Forest, and eight roads come together, and the Nazis have to get this so that they can get to Antwerp, Holland. And the 101st Airborne is there, and it's surrounded. They're holding them off. They bring the message to General McAuliffe that he's surrounded by the Nazis. His response was nuts. And, of course, they tell that to the Nazi general. And but coming to the rescue is General Patton. But he's pinned down because the snow and the weather is so bad, his planes can't fly to give his army cover. So he has his chaplain, James O'Neill, compose a prayer. They print the prayer on a quarter of a million index cards with Patton's Christmas greeting to his troops on the flip side. My father-in-law, before he died, was in a nursing home. The guy next to him in the room had a little one of these little cards. He was
did
in Patton's
he really?
Army.
Oh,
and,
my
you
wow.
know, there's pictures on him on the internet, but I actually you know, held one. Anyway, the prayer is, Almighty and most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness to restrain these immoderate rains. Hearken to us as soldiers who call upon thee. Establish thy justice among men and nations. The next day, the sky clears. The army can march. They come to the rescue of the 101st Airborne. I talked to a gentleman that fought there. He said it was freezing cold. The Nazis' tanks were coming and coming, and they were about a cornfield away when they ran out of gas. They just, and the lid opens, clunk, clunk, and the guy scurries out. And he says, all these tanks are just within 100 yards of us. And so the Nazis are out of gas. They have to back up. And finally, in April of 1945, they surrender in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this was a prayer that he had put on this card. And FDR ends his D-Day prayer by saying, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in thee in this hour of great sacrifice. These were men and women of faith. It's
yes.
only decent and right for the World War II Memorial to have FDR's acknowledgement to God with his D-Day prayer at the time of this largest invasion force in world history that set upon this great endeavor. And ddayprayerproject.org, ddayprayerproject.org, that anyone in the listening audience that wants to participate, and there's a deadline.
Okay.
The legislation was pushed through by Senator Portman of Ohio, Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio, and because FDR was a Democrat, Obama signed it, but no federal money can go to build it. And so they need $2 million voluntarily given, so they can, which is the way most of these monuments are done, voluntarily given because they don't want the ACLU to sue.
Right.
Well, you're using federal funds to mention God. So it's got the approval. They got the land. It's right there by the World War II Memorial. They just need these funds.
How much time do we have, Bill? How much time do we have before the deadline?
They have to break ground at the end of summer.
Okay.
And then they have a year to build it. But otherwise, the bill legislation expires, and they have to do the whole thing again, which under this Congress probably won't get done.
Exactly.
So this is our window. This is, and so it's an urgent need. We're getting a temporary prayer put up on a temporary plaque that Senator Portman was able to twist some arms to get done, and that will be this June 6th of 2019 as at the 75th memorial of it, but the funding needs to be there so they can actually break ground and build this.
We got to make this happen. We're not that far away from coming in with the final funds. Remind everybody where they can go to donate, Bill.
It's ddayprayerproject.org.
That's great.
D-Day, just the letter D, day, prayerproject.org. You can donate right there online and be a part of this great historic monument for all future generations where they can see the sacrifice that was given. But why did they give it? Because, as Franklin Roosevelt said, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization.
There it is. Perfectly said. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., and also the proprietor and founder of the American Minute. How can they be in touch with you and access the American Minute every day, Bill?
My website. AmericanMinute.com and then ddayprayerproject.org.
Thank you, Bill Fetter. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV.
Plus,
you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there are reports that at least one U.S. military cadet was killed and as many as 20 others injured during a training exercise near West Point, New York at about 7:30 Eastern Time this morning. Reports are that it happened when a personnel carrier flipped over. World War II veterans were joined by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in Normandy, France today, marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Back home, trade talks are continuing in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials after the president threatens tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't stop migrants from heading to the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence says,
"Our hope is, as these discussions continue, that Mexico will step up, will take such action as is necessary."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your show, part of our show anyway. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, look, we're going to be talking about this extreme weather that seems to be on the rise. And, you know, what do you need to do when wicked weather wallops your town? Well, Bonnie Schneider is going to be with us in just a moment. National TV meteorologist and author of the book Extreme Weather. As I say, you turn on the news on any given day, you're likely to see coverage of wild weather whipping the country, from raging wildfires out west, tornadoes tearing through Tornado Alley, to hurricanes along our coast. It doesn't only seem like extreme weather events are on the rise. Well, they are. So how do we best prepare for the worst weather ahead for 2019? As I mentioned, national TV meteorologist, author of the book Extreme Weather, Bonnie Schneider is with us. Bonnie, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. You've got some great tips to share about what we can do if, even when we think, you know, we may not get hit, a lot of people across the country thought they wouldn't get hit, and guess what? They're, you know, dealing with extreme weather, right?
That's exactly right. That's why I wrote my book, Bill, because I found, as I did my research on all types of weather disasters, that just about everyone I interviewed weren't weather aware. They didn't know that the potential for flooding exists or there was going to be a terrible snowstorm that day. They were all caught off guard and then put in very perilous situations. So be prepared, because no matter where you live in the country, disasters could affect you. It doesn't matter. I mean, obviously we talk a lot about coastal areas, but there's certainly threats for flooding and things like that inland as well.
Well, I came east from California just in time for hurricane season. I just want to make sure everything was buttoned down here in Florida. But the extreme weather events, they're on the rise here, Bonnie. What's going on?
Yeah, they are on the rise, particularly in the last 3 years, 2016, 2017, and even 2018. Last year, we had 14 separate billion-dollar disasters, and that included hurricanes, severe storms, winter storms, drought, wildfires, and even hailstorms. That's becoming a bigger issue as well. So with climate change and the atmosphere getting warmer ever so slightly, but as it happens, it can hold more moisture. And if the atmosphere is holding more moisture, it has more moisture available for these storms that help make them more intense, more long-lasting. That's why we're seeing, you know, when we had Hurricane Harvey back in Houston last year, mm-hmm. these record flood events happening more frequently. That's one of the reasons. And, of course, the other is more people are living near the coast. It's just highly populated now, particularly, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned Florida. It's mm-hmm. where everyone's going. So,
right.
You know, surrounded by water on all sides, you're more vulnerable to extreme weather.
Well, Bonnie, some Americans, as you researched and discovered, just not prepared to expect the unexpected. So what can we do to prepare for extreme weather events?
Well, the main thing is I always say stay weather aware, know the forecast, don't be oblivious to it. There's no excuse now because we can get the forecast information anywhere. But right now, if the weather is calm, get all your disaster supplies. This is a great time. Hurricane season just began. Have a kit at hand, including 3 days non-perishable food, water for every family member. Make sure you have photocopies of credit cards and your ID. It's not something we think about in the age of technology, but you might need that if something were to happen. First aid, flashlight, radio, batteries. I also talk about in my book a family disaster plan, so having a meeting place out of harm's way or a relative contact. And practice it. If you had to evacuate with your family and your pets, how would you do it? It can't hurt to just have a plan in place to make sure everyone's ready.
Well, I'm sure glad you brought that into play. Practice it, because a lot of times, you know, we sit there and, you know, because we're not prepared and we haven't gone through the exercise. I mean, that's like when we were kids, when we were in school, right? We had practice drills, fire practice drills, right?
That's true.
So same thing.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Another thing that you want to do is make sure your insurance coverage is up to date and you're prepared. And I've been working with Esurance. They actually have a tool online called the Coverage Counselor. So you go on there, answer a few questions, and it will guide you through the type of insurance that you might need. And, you know, for example, let's say that if you potentially needed to have home and auto insurance, in some states you can get a discount for bundling that. Definitely to look into. I also think that for auto insurance, I mentioned hail, because hail was a big issue in 2018.
Right.
We had a lot of hail damage. That's not something you want to deal with your car. So, you know, let's say it's parked on the street or you don't have a garage, it could be vulnerable. So make sure you have the right auto insurance that not only covers, you know, an accident, but also a weather damage type of situation. So having an insurance provider that's transparent and painless and simple and easy to use, that's very important. And, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, I especially like the idea that with insurance, you know, if you bundle it up with your home and your car, you only have to deal with one deductible.
That's true, and it's not for every state, so I would recommend using the coverage counselor to see that if it is available for your state, that's an important thing to know. And another thing to keep in mind is that you also have the ability with photo claims to snap photos of damage of a disaster. And this way, like, let's just say, you know, you're already so stressed out anyway during these disasters, so you can snap this photo, send it in through your smartphone, and you can get an estimate, and that helps your claim get processed faster. And this way, otherwise you have to wait for the adjuster to come out and things like that. I think any of these like tech tools that you can use to make your life easier, take advantage of them if you can. And you know, with insurance, whatever policy that you do decide to go with, make sure you know what your deductible is. And I would recommend setting an emergency fund aside so that money is covered, because you don't want to have to go into your savings or whatever it is, if you put aside a fund for the insurance deductible, if you had to use it, you know it's there.
Exactly.
So that's just something you can do in advance.
Good ideas here. I hope everybody's taking notes. And we're going to have a website for you to go to in case you happen to miss something. And, of course, later on, if you want to rehear this, you can download it as a podcast. It will be available to you as well. Bonnie, speaking of our tech gear, you also recommend make sure you got them all powered up, right?
Yeah, I would say make sure everything is charged. This is something when I interviewed somebody for my book, I remember him saying, I had a cell phone, but it didn't have battery power. I forgot to charge it. I mean, look, we all do that. But when we know there might be thunderstorms, just make sure your phone is charged. Maybe even carry a backup charger. That's really important because, you know, when you're dealing with insurance, for example, you want to have the right app on your phone to make sure that it's accessible. Like I mentioned, photo claims, you want to make sure that the app is simple and easy to use. And also, through your phone, one of the things with technology is text messaging. Obviously, in Florida and states like where we have a lot of retirees, most of them, I'm sure, are very familiar with text messaging, but some are not, like my mom. So, she lives in Florida. So I think it's important to make sure everybody's up to speed, because if you lose cell service and you have to text, at least everybody can reach everyone. So having, technology and social media is also big, because you can subscribe for alerts and follow the social media pages of your local emergency management office as well, and your fire department, your police department. These are great things to do now before we have to deal with a storm, so you're informed.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Bonnie Schneider, national TV meteorologist, author of the book Extreme Weather. So far this year, as of April 2019, there have already been extreme weather and natural disaster events with losses exceeding $1 billion each across the United States. You know, these numbers are mounting up, Bonnie. These are really devastating, and they should all be warning signs to us that we need to make sure we're prepared for this weather season, right?
I think you couldn't be more right. I mean, even just looking at the records of tornadoes, for example. I mean, so from April 27th through May 27th, there were 500 reports by trained spotters of tornadoes in the U.S. That's one of the top we've ever seen. Not the top, but it was an unusually strong period for 30 days of tornadoes. So, yeah, I mean, and we're just coming into hurricane season. One of the interesting things I read just, I think it was 2 days ago, Colorado State just issued their June outlook for hurricane season. And, originally back in April, they said it would be a below average year, but now it's saying an average year. Might not sound like a big deal, but it could be, a more active season for us. So I agree, it's important to be prepared.
Well, Bonnie, as we wrap things up, remind everybody, we promised we would be giving them a website to go to for more information. So tell them where they should go, and we'll give you the last word.
They can visit esurance.com/disasterprep.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, he's back. So is his song and the Clegg lights and everything covering the sky. We got the movie guy.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And, of course, we've got the movie guy live from the movie capital of the world. Here he is to report on the latest box office winners and coming attractions. Hey, Steve-O, how you doing? Welcome back, buddy. We missed you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. I do come back with a bit of a cough. Picked up a cough over there.
Oh, really? Now, you were back in France, right?
Yeah, I was in France. I was in Spain for a while. I don't know, just picked up a little bronchial thing, so if I should happen to go into some sort of a coughing fit. It will be a Parisian cough, by the way. Just
yeah. Okay, and it does have a distinctive sound. Cough has an accent, huh?
I think so, yes. Okay. We'll have to see.
Well, kind of like Godzilla, but Godzilla got synced up, but, maybe underperformed a little bit. They expect a little bit more dinero at the box office, huh?
Yeah, they always expect, I think, big things. This is from the MonsterVerse, which is another universe to keep track of, I guess. Mm-hmm. It did make $47.8 million. We can't dismiss that. Mm-hmm. That's still $47.8 million. And it did beat out Aladdin. Aladdin was number two in its second week, making about $42.8 million. And then Rocketman debuted, making about $25.7 million, which wasn't really what Bohemian Rhapsody did, but they still say it's a great movie, and I am in. I'm going to see that this weekend. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. My friends that did were disappointed, I will tell you.
Really?
But, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, of course, I was on the radio back in those days playing,
hey, me too.
You know, Piano Man, Rocket, I mean, you name it, all the songs, you know, Saturday night.
I'll tell you what, you know, that's why I want to see it, because he was such a big part of when I came up. I mean, remember the song, Tiny Dancer, Leave
Off? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Rocket Man, love song.
He and Bernie Taupin were just, I mean, they were the...
you know, they were the follow-up to Lennon and McCartney.
Yes, and it was a brilliant team. I don't know whether you ever had a chance to see him live, but it was an incredible show.
Yes, I have,
show.
Yeah. Oh, he's nonstop, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it may have been back during the drug years, but it was for him, not me,
yes,
of course.
Right, no, of course.
But, if, you know, I'll see it, and we'll talk about it next weekend. Ma was number four. That's the movie that is showing us the darker side of Octavia Spencer. She plays a heavy in this one.
And then she can just show you she can do that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she has some range.
She's scary.
She is scary in this role.
Scary, I'm telling you. Yeah, exactly.
John Wick, Chapter 3, rounded out the top five. We have kind of an interesting weekend this weekend because we have a movie called The Secret Life of Pets 2, which is an animated film, getting good reviews, 60% recommending. And then we have this movie called Dark Phoenix, which is part of the X-Men series, which usually takes the top spot, but they say that probably won't happen this weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, let's talk about The Secret Life of Pets 2. Not a whole lot to say here. Another animated film continuing the story of Max and his pet friends following their secret lives after their owners leave them for work or school each day. And the interesting thing about this, I guess, is that Patton Oswalt has been brought in to replace Louis C.K., which was one of the voices until he hit some rough road. Also, Harrison Ford has been lured to the world of animation. This is his debut performance. So The Secret Life of Pets 2, they say it's probably going to make about $50 million. We'll be number one with 60% recommended.
So what do you think Harrison Ford, I mean, doing animation?
Why not?
I mean, I thought I'd get a chance to do animation before him.
Yeah, well.
What's up? Just because he's got a bigger name?
Not to say that. No, I wouldn't say that's the case. But
hey, you still got Kevin Hart, and
right,
you know, so that's a
kind of dipping his toe in the animation waters.
Sure, why not?
I don't know how interesting the secret life of my pets would be. I think if I were to put up some sort of a pet cam,
I think you need to. You'd probably check them out. Yeah,
you'd end up with hour after hour of video watching two dogs sleep. I don't think they do anything else. They think, you know, if we leave, then they put life on hold.
I think they lead you to believe that. That's what they do. You know, that's fake sleeping. They're
right.
Just lulling you into passivity. And then as soon as you're out the door, they check out, party on.
That's it. Well, that's the idea behind the Secret Life of Pets 2. All right, we have Dark Phoenix. Now, this is the 12th X-Men movie. And it's not getting good reviews. I'm not sure what happened here. First of all, here's what it's all about. Jean Grey, played by Sophie Turner, begins to develop incredible powers that corrupt and turn her into a Dark Phoenix. Now the X-Men will have to decide if the life of a team member is worth more than all the people living in the world. That might be part of the problem. I mean, we're saving the world again this weekend. I'm not sure how long we can beat that plot point.
Really.
You go into a movie and say, okay.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's been doing it for, 2.5 years now? So, hey, why not?
You go into a theater. There's that Parisian cop.
Okay.
You go into a theater thinking that, you know, all of a sudden, okay, the world, the galaxy is in peril. And then, of course, these people come along and save it. How long can we do that? I'm not sure.
Well, like they say, you know, the formula, you just keep staying with the formula, you keep working it until it stops working, right?
Well, however, that's what they're saying may have happened here.
Yeah.
One critic saying the superhero genre's run of first-rate entertainment just hit a brick wall, and X marks the spot of the accident.
Ooh, wow. Well,
only 22% are recommending. We'll find out how it all... You're going to have a fan base. They're going to turn out.
Oh, of course.
But they say, you know, we probably will make about $40 million, but it isn't quite the opening that we hope for, of course, when we're launching...
Well, if you go in the theater and you just see an outline of the bodies on the floor, you know... You might want to go and check out another movie or something.
Yeah. Oh, like maybe The Last Black Man in San Francisco. This is an interesting movie because it was directed by Joe Talbot, who won the Best Director Award at Sundance this year. And it touches upon a very interesting situation. You got Jimmy Thales dreaming of reclaiming the Victorian home his grandfather built in the heart of San Francisco. Jimmy Thales, a black man trying to do this, joined on his quest with his best friend, Mont. Jimmy searches for belonging in a rapidly changing city that seems to have left them behind. Not only them. I think, you know, that city has left a lot of people behind.
Well, yeah, exactly. He wakes up, gets to the neighborhood, and sees what he has to pick up. before he gets to the front door, he'll probably say, well, maybe.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know whether you've been there lately, but, you know, I love San Francisco.
It's a heartbreak for me to see what's going on there. The homelessness and the stuff, the degradation, it is sad because I'm like
well,
you.
Well, it's the tech thing I'm talking about.
Oh, you like the tech. Okay.
Well, the tech, I mean, it used to be this incredible city, incredibly diverse. You had black people and Chinese and Italians and Irish and the gays and everybody in this mix. And now the high tech has moved in. And it's all about high tech. And, you know, forget about picking up whatever's on the sidewalk. Just to buy the home in front of the area behind the sidewalk is going to cost you a fortune. So all these people are being driven. All the people, I think, that made up that city, the character of that city, are being driven out. And now we have, I'm not coming down on millennials, but you got a lot of people running around, you know, with their cell phones on scooters. And it just is not the same.
Yeah. Well, you see what happens. They're paying so much in taxes and everything for their home, they can't even afford a car. They got to go around in scooters now. Scooters and skateboards.
Going on. Well, even, you know, they work in Silicon Valley, but they bus, you know, they have these buses, Google buses, which take them from the city because all these guys want to live in the city, of course.
Right,
anyway.
Of course. Yeah.
It's an incredible look at that situation. 92% are recommending The Last Black Man in San Francisco. You may want to check it out. We have a movie called The Raft. Now, this is a very interesting experiment, which was conducted back in 1973. You got five men and six women embark on a 101-day scientific sea adventure, drafting on a small raft named Akili across the Atlantic. This is an experiment initiated by a Mexican anthropologist, Santiago Genovese. And the group set out to explore the origins of violence and the dynamics of sexual attraction. So the 11 crew members were handpicked from around the world with the aim of mixing religion and gender and nationality to maximize friction on board.
Well, not to mention, you got a 5-5 to 6 ratio. That right from the start is going to create a little bit of tension, don't you think?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Especially if you're the odd guy out.
Well, you have this thing called the Peace Project, he called it, but the international press renamed it the Sex Raft. And what he had hoped to be able to report on was on his human guinea pigs, telling the tales of orgies and violent conflicts, but it seems the only outcome was very different. Instead of fighting or having sex, the group slowly turns against him. He's on board, you see.
Oh, okay.
Mutiny was discussed. And at one point, there was even a plan to kill him.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure what the result of this happens to be, but it sounds like a very interesting film about a very interesting situation, a very interesting experiment. It's called The Raft. You may want to check it out.
An experiment gone wrong here.
An experiment gone wrong. Boy. And quickly, before we run out of time here, we have Late Night. That's opening up this weekend, getting great reviews, 80% recommending Emma Thomas and Mindy Kaling starring. This is about a legendary talk show host played by Emma Thompson. Her world is turned upside down when she hires her only female staff member. Originally intended to smooth over any diversity concerns, her decision was unexpectedly met with hilarious consequences as the two women, separated by culture and a generation, are united by their love of a biting punchline. Late Night.
I love it. That's great.
Away. That's one to see this weekend. And Ron Howard is back. He's making a documentary about Pavarotti.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yes. Yeah, this is, you know, he did a great job with the Beatles 8 Days a Week, the touring years, which I saw a while back. Great documentary. Of course, he's a great talent. Now he's focusing on a different topic, Pavarotti, an opera singer.
And who would have put Pavarotti and Spike Lee together?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Help me here.
I like the idea of opera. I don't know.
Right.
I like the idea of opera in its grandness and its theatricality and the athleticism of these and the great voices. But to watch opera is just, not high on my list.
Well, but you get to say say theatricality. I mean, how many other, you know, genres can you say theatricality?
Theatricality. Well, you can say that about Elton John, and that's the movie I will be seeing this weekend.
Okay, well, good
enough.
Outstanding. Well, we'll see at the Cineplex, man. There's plenty of popcorn there, so light on the butter. You know how it goes. But, man, there's still lots to choose. I still have, you know, shows to catch up on. I finally had a chance to see the World War One movie, you know, the one that they pulled out of the archives.
Yeah.
I saw that on the plane coming from Los Angeles to Florida. Very impressive. I mean, really, and hard work, especially right on the eve of D-Day, the 75th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Right? You got it, buddy.
What it's all
Take
about.
Care. Steve Evans.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.